booster shots have gotten a boost. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The FDA this morning authorized an updated version to be given to those fully vaccinated with the original shots.
A new COVID booster shot could be available to Americans in a matter of days after the FDA gave authorization to a new recipe made by Pfizer and Moderna. The new vaccines combine the original recipe with updates specifically for Omicron variants BA4 and BA5, considered the most contagious strains.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The CDC has to sign off next, recommending who should be getting these booster shots. COVID's affected us in so many ways during the pandemic, and now we find out it's dragging down how long we're expected to live in a new CDC update.
If you go back in U.S. history, you have to go 100 years to see such a drop in life expectancy. Just 3 years ago, the average American lived to age 79. Right now, that number is down to 76.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The opioid crisis of drug overdose deaths, also a factor. Ahead of a hearing tomorrow, the Justice Department's asked a judge to reject appointing a special master, like former President Trump wants, to review the more than 100 classified documents the FBI seized from his Florida home.
Buried within this same document was one photo showing folders clearly marked top secret and secret, possibly showing why the material seized may have been easy for these agents to spot. The government writing in this filing, quote, plaintiff's motion to appoint a special master and join further review of seized materials fails for multiple independent reasons. The government has also developed evidence the government records were likely concealed and removed to obstruct the investigation.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the former president, called the photos released terrible, again claiming he declassified the documents. A team of FBI cyber experts is going to Montenegro to investigate an attack that includes ransomware, and that country is blaming Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A team of UN experts has arrived at the Ukraine nuclear power plant, feared to be in danger after Russian forces took control during the invasion. Things are getting tenser off the coast of China. Taiwan's military fired warning shots at Chinese drones after weeks of China's military exercises and an angry reaction to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The U.S. Army is putting a whole fleet of helicopters on a no-fly list after a series of engine fires.
The move will ground nearly 400 CH-47 Chinook helicopters. The Army telling the Wall Street Journal the action is out of an abundance of caution as it looks at more than 70 helicopters that contain a part which could be connected to the problem. Honeywell International, which designs engines for the Chinook, tells Fox Business it believes that the parts causing concern have been identified and are working to replace them, saying none of the parts were part of any company production. It's not clear yet how long the Chinook fleet could be grounded. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Following the Supreme Court ruling that undid a woman's federal legal right to abortion, letting states regulate, a Michigan election board is considering a petition to let voters decide.
The proposed amendment to Michigan's state constitution would override a 1931 law in Michigan that outlaws abortion except to save the life of a mother, a law that went dormant 50 years ago on Roe v. Wade that some prosecutors argue is once again valid. Following the latest high court ruling on abortion, allowing states to decide. The Michigan Election Bureau recommending the new petition for the November ballot after saying it verified it had enough signatures to qualify, though the election board is made up of two Democrats and two Republicans, and a tied vote would mean that the petition will be rejected. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 60 points, the Nasdaq's falling 20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.